Alison Curtis with you on Today FM on Weekend Breakfast. And as promised, Jess Kelly's joined me in studio.
Hello.
How are you, Jess?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. We were talking about this being a big shopping day, and we were saying earlier on air that a lot of people haven't started shopping, which is totally fine. It's the 8th.
That's normal.
It's normal. And that, you know, their tech seems to be the way, technology seems to be the kind of golden presence now for a lot of people, lots of different age groups and lots of different lifestyle choices and, you know, all of that kind of happening. So we thought you're the best person to come in and tell us about different ranges of things that are available and the best options there. So thank you for doing it.
No, thank you. And like the reason I'm delighted to do this is because tech is, it's seen as a really nice gift, regardless of the price tag. It's a nice thing when you open. But I think the worst thing anyone can do is just go out and buy something for the sake of it.
Yes, yeah. And not really have a full understanding of what could bring to their lives or what it could do. Yeah, exactly.
Because none of these things, like if you're spending any amount of money, you've worked hard for that money. So don't waste it. So do a bit of research. But there are some amazing gifts for pretty much every price bracket, which I love.
Okay, so 50 and under, I set you the task of that. Mm-hmm. The Jam Hang Up Bluetooth speaker.
Yes, so this is, I brought one into studio and I'll tweet pictures of it in a minute or two. But this is a speaker by Jam. So I've been doing tech stuff.
It's nice looking, actually.
It's really nice. I've been doing tech stuff for the last 8 years, and every single year a version of this speaker is on my gift guide. So this is, it was $24.95, it's down to $17.95.
Okay.
I've bought three of them so far as Christmas presents myself. They are fantastic. So the idea with this is that it pairs to any device with Bluetooth.
Right.
So if you have a phone, a tablet, you can pair it to your laptop, whatever it is. And what I love is that it's so affordable, but it fills a room with sound incredibly well. It doesn't peak, it doesn't go really, you know, tinny and bassy or anything like that. The quality of it is unreal. And I was thinking of this as, you know, the ideal either stocking filler, KK present. You know, you have the work KK, you get someone you don't really know.
No.
You can't go wrong with this, because it's ideal for people who want it at home, who travel a lot, or if you don't have a Notions car, as I like to call them, that you can, you know, pair your phone with and all the rest, pop this in your car and you fill your car with great sound.
Yes. Amazing. So $17.95, that is decent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we talked about this before, and they've obviously changed or upgraded Tilemate.
Yes. So this is, if you want to give a slightly passive aggressive gift, which I am a big fan of, it's for someone.
You're not Canadian, are you? Passive aggressive.
Oh, I'm pure dub. This is for someone who misplaces their keys frequently.
Yes.
And instead of, you know, having to rip the apartment of, your home, not my home, your apartment apart every single day of the week looking for the keys, if you pop on one of these, they pair to your device with Bluetooth. And it means that when keys are misplaced, it'll give you a very specific location as to where they are. You can also ring them.
So is it an app, Jess? Like, does it actually become an app on your device?
Exactly. So it's an app on your phone. You set it up. It's very easy to set up. You keep the app on your phone. You keep the tile on your keys.
Okay.
And it's only when you actually need it that you realise the value of it.
Amazing.
A friend of mine has a keyless car. You know, one of those ones that you just have the little card and you leave it in the middle. And he thought he lost his keys, and he could see from the app that it was in the car, so everything was fine.
But the panic, of course.
Oh, the panic is unreal.
Awful.
But the fact that you can ring it just makes it the dream. So it saves you ripping the house apart every single day.
Okay, saves time. So gift cards, Netflix, Spotify, all sorts of ones, all really good ideas, which I wouldn't have thought a Netflix gift
card. So like, you know, we are using more and more of these subscriptions, and they're getting pretty pricey. I mean, if you have the top tier plan on Netflix, that's £15 a month. So that adds up. Spotify, Audible. I'm a big fan of audiobooks this year as well. And it's that thing, it's the ideal gift because firstly, we're all using these services, so it's a nice idea. But you can, you know, if you get stuck, if someone comes over to the house or text saying, oh, I'm on the way, you can absolutely, in a blind panic, go online, buy it, print it out, and give them the gift lastminute.com.
All right, okay.
Rushing to this shop and buying like a crappy selection box they don't want. Get a gift card.
I love that. And like, even if it is under 20, you've covered a month for them, which is lovely. Like, it's nice.
It's such a nice gesture. And again, it just boxes that away. So
I love that. So getting to a different price range, $150 and over. How do you say this? Enode?
Yes. Enode wireless Bluetooth
this
earphones.
This is why you do this and I don't.
I just make it up. We used to call Huawei Howie because I couldn't figure out how to say it. So, you know, I get away with it. Nobody's going to correct me. It's fine.
So wireless Bluetooth headphones.
Yes. I'm the kind of person that I don't walk anywhere unless I have headphones on, and I see them as an investment. However, I could not justify in all good conscience spending 300 quid or more on headphones. So I love this. This is a brand that you may not have heard of, and I'll show you them there. So these are little...
I definitely haven't heard of them.
These are little in-ear buds. Right. So they're quite similar to the Samsung Galaxy Buds or the Apple AirPods. They're fully Bluetooth. What I love about these is that they pair to any phone. So whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone, they pair... The call quality, because I would take a lot of calls on the phone as I'm out and about, and the call quality is excellent. Sound quality, if you listen to your tunes, is amazing.
They're very slick looking.
And they're 70 quid.
That's good.
It's pretty good. So you can get them from eatechdirect.com. And as I said, a lot of people will fall into the trap. You know, a few people even in the office have said, you know, should I get the Apple AirPods because I want Bluetooth headphones? Yeah. And people think that that's just the default. It's like when people say a tablet or an iPad and they mean a tablet.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to go for the fancy pants brand that you know or that has a marketing budget. I used the older version of these last year and I love them. So these are now the pro version and 70 quid. You cannot
go wrong.
That's
really good. HP Sprocket 200 mobile photo printer, because none of us print our phone or photos anymore.
This is one of my favorite gadgets, and I
so tiny.
I love it. It's a sort of a palm sized photo printer. Again, it pairs to any device. So if you have an iPad, a tablet, if you have a Android or iPhone device, you pair via Bluetooth, and you can print your photographs. What I love about this is the printer itself is usually 160. It's down to 80 at the moment, but the ink is stored within the paper.
What?
So you don't actually need to go buy ink from this this printer. All you need to do is buy the paper sheets. Now, the paper sheets, it does come with some of them.
Okay.
And I know we're all about supporting local shops and so on, but it can be quite expensive. So what I would recommend is if you're doing this or if you get one of these as a gift, bulk buy them online because you will save a fortune. But all you do is you buy the sheets. The ink is actually stored in the paper.
That's amazing.
And so when you hit print on a photo, it just bleeds on.
Oh, wow.
And the quality is unreal. I'm actually using these because I'm trying not to buy wrapping paper this year. So what I have done is I've just bought plain, dull brown paper, and I'm jazzing up the gifts with little sprocket pictures.
Genius, Jess. That is a brilliant idea. I love it. Now, Kindle is something that I've never kind of fallen into. I don't know if I'm kind of old school and I go, I like the feel of the book. I like the book.
Yes.
But I know everyone I know who has a Kindle is like, Alison is the best thing ever.
It is the best thing ever. So anytime I talk about my Kindle, people will text or tweet going, just pick up a book.
Yeah.
They can coexist.
Yes.
They can exist in the same world. I know what paper feels like. Don't you worry. The idea with the Kindle is if you have someone who has a long morning commute or who travels a lot or who just wants a smaller device they can pop in their backpack and then go around the place, this is the dream. The reason I recommend the Kindle Paperwhite, it's €150, but it's backlit. And the difference is the original one that I think is about €70 is not backlit, which means you have to have a lamp on if you were trying to read. Whereas
that makes
the
a lot
backlit
more sense.
One, it just means you don't have a lamp on and you're not going to wake up the people around you. I would highly recommend it. You get so many good deals. The books are so much cheaper and it's just very convenient way
I
to
do
go
know
around.
A lot of couples who say that it makes a difference for them because one stays up late and one doesn't, so it
just
makes
save
sense.
Yourself some rows.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So 150 plus the Howie
watch.
The GT2.
The GT2, yeah, they all have horrific names, which would be my only complaint. Sony ones, it takes me about 6 days to get names out. That's why there's none on my list, because I haven't had a coffee yet. But the Huawei Watch GT2 is the best wearable I've reviewed this year.
Okay.
This is, it's a smartwatch. It looks kind of like a normal watch, so it's not one of those ugly, huge things.
It kind of looks retro, though. I like it.
It's a very cute looking one. And the idea with this, again, it will pair to any device. Even if you have an iPhone and it's an Android device, they will talk to each other, pairs via Bluetooth, does all the usual good stuff like monitor your steps, your sleep, your heart rate. But the big killer point for me that makes this one stand out over every other device is the battery life.
Right.
So I was using the Samsung Watch Active for a while because I love the look of it. It was very neat. But I would get less than 2 days out of it.
Right, okay.
Which is a pain in the face.
I'm not a fan of the smart watches and the wearable devices.
Why?
Because I'm a hypochondriac and I do not want to know what my heart rate is.
So I'm the same, and I also get really competitive with myself. You know the way on Fitbit devices, they'll give you a sleep score?
Yeah.
And so like I always wake up during the night, and so I get really annoyed at myself. And the first thing I do is check my sleep score and it's like 46. And I'm like, I don't like failing tests. And so I'm stressed before I get into bed.
I don't know what it is about it. Like, and look, my phone might as well be a wearable
little device. It's inserted into my hand all the time. It's just, I've never been a big fan of the idea of Fitbits or anything like that.
Yeah, do you know what? I went back running this year and I liked being able to have certain bits of data. So if you are someone, and again, I'm not a marathon runner, I'm like a waddle around my estate kind of person.
But it helps to inspire you, for sure.
It gets you off your arse, basically.
Good. So tell me, I'm really not very au fait with all the home devices like Alexa and the Google and the big difference between all of them, but you're recommending Google Home Max.
Yeah, this is for someone that you love immensely
because it's
350 quid, but I am a big fan of the Google Home. So these are the smart assistants. You probably have seen the ads for them because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can have a chat with them and you can ask them, like the first conversation I have every day in my house is with my Google Home, and I ask if it's going to rain today, what time is the Lewis, put milk on the shopping list, and I can do all of this stuff by having a conversation. Uh-huh. I can turn on my TV, turn on my lights, all the rest. That's with the standard Google Home. The difference between the Google Home, which is about 100 quid, and the Google Home Max is the Max is pure speaker.
Okay.
So the sound quality is unreal. So if you have someone who wants to use one of these devices to listen to their music, to listen to their
everything, podcast, basically.
It's incredible. I initially felt like a bit of an aegis talking to a device and she talks back, but now she's such an integral part of my home. Like, I have full on rows with her. It's great. She's just another part of the family. But the use cases, I would be a bigger fan of Google Home than Alexa, just because the use cases I find for Google Home, if you are a Gmail user, for example, you can add stuff to your calendar with her. All of that kind of integration is just fab.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Actually, it is something I'd be leaning towards being more au fait with and curious about. We're running out of time, actually. There's two for the kids. One is the VTech Kitty Zoom dual camera smartwatch. Going back to smartwatches, I know a lot of kids asking for that. Mm-hmm. But the other one, Jess, that I've always heard amazing things about is the Amazon Fire 7 tablet. Everyone's really raving about that.
So it's 60 quid and it's ideal for a bit of Netflix or whatever you're having yourself. The fact that it's not overly costly is good, but also you can associate it with an account that you control.
Okay.
So you can just put those little parameters of protection in place, which is always a good idea.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Loads of people texting and saying, will you please make sure you put this up on our website? So we absolutely will. Jess, thank you so much. Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
When it eventually rolls around. Thank you.